Chapter 3.
What kind of a man doesn't get hungry?
Nat said, reaching for Han's helmet.
And doesn't sweat or even stink, for that matter.
He locked his fingers on Commander Han's collar and started jerking at the dark helm. Han launched his metal gauntlet into Nat's belly, shoved him away, and rose up from his knee, reaching for his sword.
Stop this! Dragon Prince, I urge you!
Nath coughed and patted the iron-hard muscles under his scales.
You hit awfully hard for a mortal, too.
He glared into Han's eyes.
Harder than a big man even your size could. Explain that, and tell me what your name is.
He pounced on the commander, smote him to the ground, and yanked off the helmet. Han cocked his arm back and struck Nath in the ribs. Nath grimaced.
You can't hurt me when I'm ready for it. Now, who are you?
Han struggled. Nath strained to hold him fast.
Han! Jason Han is my name. Are you happy now?
No!
Nath said. He groaned.
Still, you don't sweat. How can that be?
Han's stern face grimaced under a head of short black hair. His dark eyes shifted away from Nath's.
Look at me,
Nath demanded.
No, I'll not.
Han flailed at him. Nath grasped Han's wrists and pinned them over the man's head. He squeezed the gauntlets until the metal bent and dug into flesh.
How am I supposed to get those off now?
Han said, rolling his eyes.
Sultans! Will you just let go of me, Nath? You're messing everything up.
Han's voice had changed. No longer harsh and deep, it was lighter and familiar. Nath loosened his grip and leaned back. Han's metal fist cracked him in the face. The big man effortlessly regained his feet and towered over Nath, to his dismay.
Gorley!
Forming a sheepish grin, the big warrior nodded.
It's me.
He reached down and pulled Nath up to his feet.
Sorry.
Nath rubbed his jaw.
Think nothing of it. If anything, I'm glad to see that kind of fight in you. But how long, Gorley? How long?
Gorley scanned the surroundings.
It's all right,
Nath said.
No one is near.
Gorley let out a breath, and his shoulders eased.
Good.
Gorley, how long have you been near? Have you been spying on me?
Protecting you would be a better word.
Nat's eyes narrowed. Something didn't set with what Gorley said. The way he said it wasn't right.
Sasha!
Nath stepped toward Gorley.
That was you!
His hand lashed out and his fingers locked around Gorley's neck.
Why? Why?
Keep your voice down.
Gorley managed to croak out.
Please.
He clutched at Nath's arm. His face turned purple.
I can explain.
How can you explain posing as my friend, looking me in the eye and lying to me?
Please, Nath. I came to save you. Selene caught me, captured my essence, and made me her vessel.
He choked.
I swear it.
Nath shoved him down. For all Nath knew, Gorley was still under her power. No matter what he did, she was there. How could he trust Gorley now? How could he trust anyone? And what about Sasha, Bezog? Where were they now? Coughing, Gorley started to speak.
Nath. You have to believe... you have to believe me. I'll tell you everything I know. And I know much. It's Selene.
I don't want to hear it, Nath said. I know she lies.
It's more than that. She was ordered to turn you, and she failed. Do you know what that means?
Turn me?
Nath said. His anger subsided as confusion set in.
Turn me into what?
Gorley made his way to one knee, shaking his head.
Into what, Gorley? A dracus? Ha ha! I'm already a dragon, and I'm fully alive, not dead. Gorley swallowed as his eyes looked up. Kill me? And turn me into one of those monsters?
I believe it means something like that. It's very confusing.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
I couldn't risk being discovered. I escaped. They still search for me, but I think I have them fooled for now.
He glanced around.
That's why you mustn't reveal my cover. We must play along.
No, I must confront Celine about her plans for me, Nath said with a sneer.
She's a liar, Nath. She'll twist your clear thoughts into the mud of worms.
You are a liar.
Not of my own volition.
Ha! A changeling is nothing but a deceiver.
Nath, you know me better than that.
Do I? There was silence between them for a moment. Only the cool breeze that pushed down the tall grasses whistled by their ears. Nath had no one to trust now but himself. He grunted within.
I wish Brenwar was here.
He never had to doubt Brenwar. But even so, Gorley's words had a ring of truth to them.
Nath, there's more. The Acolytes, they prepare for something. I fear Gorn Gratic is near.
Nath remembered his dream. The evil dragon overlord was coming for him, and he could feel a great presence of evil in his scales.
So this is why Celine hesitates, he said, almost with a smile.
Pardon?
Gorley said, picking up his helmet. Things fell into place. Celine's capture had been a ploy. Setting his jaw, he ground his teeth, clenching his fists.
We need to keep this charade going, Nath,
Gorley said.
The way I see it, we need to get to the heart of the matter. That is Gorn. I was waiting for that moment. The moment to strike.
And what exactly were you going to do? As I understand it, Gorn is every bit as powerful as my father.
I was going to be your backup against him or Celine.
He put on his helmet.
Let's play along while we can.
He extended his hand.
I am your friend, and I can explain much more later.
I'd be interested to hear it. Nath stretched out his hand, but he still felt uncertain. A shadow grazed over the grasses. He jerked his head up.
Look out!
The feline fury dropped out of the sky, right on top of the both of them.